Oh man, I can't wait for you to see this episode dealing with Jante Sherrod in it. I think this episode is going to have a lot of debating in it. Something that you want to see. TJ Harrell is going to give him all the heat that he knows in debates, and as well as Monte Breeze Atkins with his factual situations on every perspective on the game of sports. Stay tuned. It's a show you don't want to miss. The topic for today is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I got my boy Monte Breeze Atkins with me. I got a special guest. I've been waiting for him for a minute, Jante Sherrod. He's been waiting to get on this show. And then, of course, we got the great one himself, TJ Harrell. So we'll let the guest start first. Jante Sherrod, who you feel like the GOAT is?
The GOAT of basketball.
Correct.
Okay. We all know who the GOAT is, okay? Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bean Bryant is the ultimate GOAT. He's the only GOAT in basketball that we should discuss, okay? This is my opinion. And the reason, I can give you my reason why in just a second once I get their opinions on who the GOAT is. But Kobe Bean Bryant is the GOAT, number 24, number 8, okay? Hands down.
TJ Harrell.
I done told you, Kobe Bryant my favorite player. I love Kobe Bean Bryant. I come up watching him. He is our era GOAT. But the GOAT of basketball is that dude Jesus and sneakers, man. Jesus and sneakers. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you just don't know basketball. But Jesus and sneakers, I think, is like, that's not even an argument.
Who are you talking about?
But Jesus and sneakers. Who else?
What's his name?
Come on, man.
Well, I know you're talking about Jesus and sneakers.
It's Mike and MJ. Ain't no ifs, and buts about it. All these records that these guys are breaking, they just breaking his records now. Like MJ set the tone, man. He the GOAT. It ain't no question about it.
What's your mind on
it? Kobe Bryant, my favorite player, man, but I'm one of them type of guys. Like, I just, it's no greatest of all time to me. I mean, you got guys that, you know, they've done things and, you know, have contributed to the game and done things that other people have never done. But I just don't agree with the greatest of all time. I think it's a disrespect to, you know, the game. It's an unappreciation of what a lot of people have done, you know, to contribute to the game. So it's no greatest. I mean, you know, Jordan, yeah, he went to 6 finals, you know, and 6 finals MVP.
That's my man. You ain't gonna get off that easy.
If it's a greatest, then that, I feel like there's a greatest has to lead everything in every statistical category.
No.
And Jordan is not doing that or whatever.
I
feel like one of the reasons why people, you know, put Jordan in that greatest category, because like you said, Jesus and sneakers, he happened to start popping around the time where, you know, pop culture and Nike and stuff,
man,
started growing up.
He changed basketball.
So,
let me tell you what Jordan did. Jordan changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the game in this aspect. Mm-hmm. They were wearing short shorts. He changed them to long shorts.
Right.
That's the only thing that we're going to classify him as the GOAT at. Because Jordan, he definitely changed the game. He changed the game. Jordan changed the game. I agree with that. But that's the only thing he changed. He didn't change how no one played or anything like that at all.
That's it.
How?
That's he made them change.
How did he change how no one played?
Yeah, he's the greatest.
Bro.
Tell me how he's the greatest.
Please explain to me how Jordan's the greatest. Right. Explain to me.
For one.
He played on great teams, but yeah.
Great teams? Where's his team really that? When we break down player for player, where's his team that great?
What was his first playoff record in his first 10 games?
Luke Longley is in nobody top. Tony Kukoc is in nobody top.
How?
Ron Harper's in nobody. The top of what?
Tony Kukoc.
Tony Kukoc was the best international player in the world at the time.
In the world.
That's
okay,
what they
so
say.
Hold on. I'm about to say this though, because everybody like Jordan the greatest. Okay, again, now when Jordan in the 80s or whatever, when he first came in or whatever in the 80s, he could not beat the Pistons. He couldn't beat the Boston Celtics. He couldn't beat the Nuggets. He couldn't beat the Cavs.
You saying the Pistons and the Nuggets? Okay, like they're the Pistons and the Nuggets of now.
No,
we're talking about the bad boy Detroit Pistons.
When
Joe Dumars.
When he won in 91, what I'm saying is when he won in 91, okay, and you got to understand that the golden era was over with and everything. And guys that he was beating, he wasn't beating loaded teams. In the 80s, you had loaded teams. In the 90s, he wasn't beating loaded teams or whatever. And not only that, the guys that he played with, if you pull it up, these guys, they were winners before they got to Jordan. And guess what? They was winners when they left. Steve Kerr won rings or whatever. Scottie Pippen, who Jordan and C didn't go deep in the playoffs and didn't get a ring until they had Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant. Okay. Horace Grant played in the finals after he left from Jordan. Steve Kerr played in the finals. Scottie Pippen played in the finals or whatever.
And look at what team they were on.
They couldn't beat he couldn't beat the Detroit.
Steve Kerr went to the Spurs, my guy.
Who helped him get three? Dennis Rodman, who used Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, best rebounder.
Okay.
One of the best rebounders.
You can bring him up.
He played with Jordan. So Jordan played with great guys. Ron Harper, who was a All-Star.
Great guy. He's a Hall of Famer. Scottie Pippen, Hall of Famer.
That too.
Dennis Rodman, Hall of Famer. Okay, when I say the GOAT, tell me when he got his set. How many Hall of Famers has he played with? Who? Kobe.
Shaq.
That's on one set of teams. That's one Hall of Famer with him. That's one set. Name the other Hall of Famer.
And when Shaq left, they
name
said...
Name the other Hall of Famer.
When Shaq left, they said... When they Shaq
Bob
left...
Orr?
When Shaq
what?
Left,
he going down?
He's not going down the Hall of Fame.
Big Shaq, Bob! Big Shaq, Bob! They're like, now, right? If it wasn't for Big Shaq, Bob...
He's not going down in the Hall of Fame.
He might as well. Somebody told me, Bob, it's all going down in the Hall of Fame.
I'm
going
to say this.
When Shaq said... Who told you
Bob said on that last show?
Oh,
Melo, on
the last show. He
said the first Spaniard to do it, but what you just seen right then, somebody outside of America, Tony Kukoc was actually the first to do it.
When Shaq left, they said Kobe would never win another ring. Shaq. What did he do?
No, he did.
He went,
I don't argue with that.
He went to three more finals.
He won two.
Three more finals.
And, they people tell me he wouldn't have got Pau Gasol. That Pau Gasol supposed to be all this and that. I don't think Pau Gasol was all this.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Horace Grant wasn't like that before MJ.
Scottie was like that before.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
So you must not remember.
I do. The dude, not the dude with the color hair.
Not the dude
with the short cut.
Yes.
Right.
Hall of Famer.
He was like that. He was like
that. Pull up some numbers.
I will.
Pull up some numbers. Dennis Rodman was okay, but he wasn't like that on that team.
He was like that.
He was on the board.
All right, outside of that. Let's get to the NBA playoffs since my man Chante's on the show. He want to talk.
I don't feel like
it's the greatest. There's no greatest. Like, just respect the game for what it is. Respect the guys
and
eras.
Every stat that these guys try to break now, MJ already did.
Well, because MJ ain't the leading scorer all the time.
He's not
the leading assist.
He's not even top three.
John Stockton got the most assists all the time.
Years.
So what are you talking about?
Jordan out the league when he was in his prime, bro. So you think Jordan walked away from the game on his own?
He walked away from the game. He took time after
his father passed.
His father didn't pass.
He got killed, yeah.
He had his father killed because he had a gambling problem.
That's the reason why they kicked him out of the league. He didn't walk away from the league
because his father passed?
Nah, because he's not his father passed.
So who is your father? Why didn't kick him out?
Because of the gambling problem.
Charles Barkley has a gambling problem. They didn't kick him out of the league.
Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
So?
Kobe just was successful at it.
Kobe wanted to be like Mike, you're right.
Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
Succeed?
I wanted to be like Mike. You wanted to be like Mike.
Okay, listen.
If I have a mentor, if I have somebody that I look up to as I'm growing up,
and I want to imitate them and be like them. But what if I surpass what they do? Does that make me better than them?
Did he? Yeah. He was trying to.
He surpassed what
Jordan
Mike did.
Jordan ain't never played in the game.
No, he never did.
Oh.
But he was aiming for the six rings.
He ain't dropped 64 and three quarters.
Because you know why? Jordan didn't have he didn't have career-ending injuries. Kobe did.
He did.
He tore his Achilles.
And came back Brian, and still averaged 24 plus.
And Duncan.
No.
On a torn Achilles. How many people you know came back with a torn Achilles?
Spread free.
I can. You say Michael, you say Kobe.
He doesn't have any one. He doesn't have an appeal. I respect the game of basketball to the fact that I know that there's a greatest player of all time. Because it has to be. Because it's thousands of dudes that lace their shoes up. It has to be one player that is better than all the rest.
No, it ain't.
Right.
It ain't.
Why?
I just can't.
He's better than everybody.
Because Jordan bought what he bought to the game. Bird bought what he bought to the game. Magic bought what he bought to the game. Julius Irvin bought what he bought. Oscar Robertson. All these guys. LeBron James is bringing what he brings to the game or whatever. All these guys are bringing different things to the game that nobody else has done or whatever. And so they all, at the end of the day,
Somebody's done what LeBron's done.
They cancel each other out.
Wait, LeBron what LeBron does right now, somebody's done it already.
So who's done it? That's what I'm asking you.
Who's done it already?
I'm asking you.
Who does LeBron play like to you guys?
To me, like Magic.
They say Magic. So if we can refer him to Magic or Oscar, that means Magic and Oscar have done what LeBron's doing.
No, actually, people compare Ben Simmons to Magic. They don't compare LeBron to Magic.
They compare Ben Simmons to Magic now. But last year before Ben was playing, they say, LeBron plays like Magic.
He's more Magic than he is Jordan. He's more of a pass first guy.
So if he played like Magic or whatever, again, if he played like Magic, they doing.
We got a little bit of time. Let me read y'all these numbers from Kobe, though.
Okay. Pull up Kobe's stats.
Let's pull up Kobe's numbers for a second, man. Because I think they forgot. My boy been gone. He ain't been gone but 2 years. I think y'all forgot.
I ain't forgot.
Okay.
I can't come and tell you.
Okay. He's a Kobe fan, so.
A lot on the left of it.
We're going to go back to the years. You say Jordan's the GOAT. You say you don't have a GOAT. I'm going to say LeBron's your GOAT because you're defending him pretty well right now.
Kobe got rings before Jordan got rings. It took Jordan 7 years to get a ring. It took Kobe four years to get a ring.
That's fine.
So, you know,
it takes time to get acclimated into the league.
Kobe was young to win three rings.
It takes time to get acclimated into the league. That doesn't define your GOAT status to me.
Yeah, but
it's when you get acclimated, do you reach another level?
You got your stats.
I got mine. Okay. We're going to just look at the durability of my guy compared to Jordan and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
My guy has played 82 games, 1, 2, 3, 4 times out of 20 years.
Jordan did it 9. Bron did it his first time this year.
I'm knocking him out the bucket already. That's what I'm alluding to. Let me hit MJ in a second. He did it 4 times out of 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know how much durability that has to...
You're playing
the Olympics?
Like
every time. Bron did it 1 time this year right here. Doesn't even count. Any number 4 seed in the East. That's horrible. All right, that knocks Bron out of the GOAT status because he hasn't sustained a major injury. You know why he hasn't sustained a major injury?
Because he takes care of his body. He takes care of his body.
He hasn't played a full season yet.
He hasn't played a full season to us yet.
15 years in the league. Yeah. You came in when you were 18. You didn't play a full season that year.
But he's showing because he's 33. Most guys will be on. He's 33 and did that. So you know.
He came in 18, 17, but he's made
deep runs in the playoffs. Like you talking about,
he has.
If you think about it, those deep runs in the playoffs might equate to the games that he's missed in the regular season. They equate to those 82 games because he's made deep runs, mind you. He's went to the finals 7 years in a row.
We're not gonna talk about that yet.
Yeah. Okay.
That right there is laughable because he's went to the finals 7 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Michael, Kobe, so. You going with strong hearted on your mind. Your mind is Jordan. Your mind is
It's no greatest. It's no GOAT.
I want the takes on the NBA MVP this year. It's a different. It's a lot of people who got some different mindsets on it. So I'm gonna go with TJ Harrell first to see what his mindset on who is quote unquote what we say the real MVP of the NBA this year.
My MVP, if you're looking at technical standards, right, and you want to be all political, for years it goes by team with the most wins, usually the best player on that team. So if I'm looking at technical standards, I got to go with James Harden. He got these guys to 65 wins. Like, people like, I remember we used to be hype about a team getting 50 wins. Like, yo, that's crazy. Yo, they won 50 games. Cuz won 65 games. That's third best in NBA history. He's surrounded by a team. I know people going to say he got a lot of talent around him. But 65 wins, that dude averaging 30. His numbers almost identical to last year, man. I think it just got to go to him hands down. Like, his stats are, you know, if they're not better than everybody else, LeBron James' stats is pretty much close. But, you know, he's fourth in the East. Like, that's zip him out of there. If I was going to say anybody to compare to him, I know what he's going to say, but I would say Anthony Davis. I think what he did when Boogie left is crazy. I feel like he's crazy to get his team to six in the West. I got to give it to Ant-Man. But, you know, my pick is James Harden.
He got the same numbers he had last year.
What's your mindset on it, John Tatchard?
I got the same mindset for different reasons. Not because of the game they won. I think that last year, I think they should have had co-MVPs. This year, it's clear that James Harden has been the best player in the league since day one. Of this year.
Oh.
No. He's not even close to being the best player in the world. It's Kevin Durant. But James Harden.
Can we get into that conversation?
This year.
You speak, but we can get into that.
This year has been hands down the number one player in the league, man. Absolutely. With people saying that he couldn't coexist with Chris Paul, that happened. With Chris Paul missing games, he held him down.
Him moving back to the two spot after leading the league in assists last year at one.
He's not at the two spot. He doesn't play the two. He plays.
He's a point guard.
Point guards. Chris Paul runs the floor. They give it to James and let him go. His percentages from the three, they look good. He's carrying that team, man. They're number one in the West when everybody picked them to be number two. And they're like seven games ahead of the Warriors, even though they're not the real Warriors. They're the Oakland Warriors. They're not Golden State Warriors. They're the Oakland Warriors because they're real depleted right now.
Warriors had injuries, so, right. You know, that's why they're seven games ahead.
Yeah, of course.
So who's your MVP, Breeze?
As I said earlier, my MVP to me clearly is Russell Westbrook again. Given the fact that they don't have the depth that they had, you know, last year or whatever they had, he added two, you know, franchise players or whatever.
You said they had depth last year?
They had a little depth last year or whatever, a little bit, but you know. But the thing is, he averaged a triple double. Triple double is hard to average, and for him to do it with two guys that are ball dominant. We're ball dominant. Paul, two other franchise players.
Name the two. Oh, my ball
dominant players. Paul George.
Carmelo, not trash, man. Carmelo's still balling, but I just feel like this.
He's averaging a triple double this year. And James Harden actually had similar numbers last year that he has this year. And for Russell Westbrook to not be mentioned or whatever, mind you, LeBron James is actually having a record year, better numbers this year than last year or whatever. James Harden pretty much is doing the same thing again he did last year. If you take Chris Paul off that team, he'd be the same thing, same numbers, but they would have less wins. I just feel like a lot of that success is attributed to Chris Paul. Or whatever. He's the denominator behind their success or whatever. Without Chris Paul, they did, but they didn't have 65
wins.
He had the same numbers. But like he said, he said they seven games ahead of Golden State or whatever. Golden State has had injuries or whatever. Kevin Durant missed a piece of this year or whatever. Now you got injured Steph Curry or whatever. He might not come back. You had key injuries. So that has a lot to do with them being ahead by seven games or whatever.
What's the guy used to do that on the regular?
55, 60 games on the regular.
You know the rings the Spurs got?
Yeah, they got rings.
Okay.
They got rings.
So, well, we can't
So since y'all saying about rings and you talking about the records, do you think that comes from how they coach coaches? Because
that's what I'm about to get into.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We can't attest the wins to Chris Paul.
Right.
We have to give this to coaching. Mike D'Antoni has coached this team to 65 wins along with James Harden and the other role players. So Chris Paul's a role player. No. He's not a star.
He's
going to be
a star.
He's a star.
Y'all. The same Mike D'Antoni was there last year.
And they had six.
But it wasn't the same Clint Capella.
It wasn't. Yes, it was.
Man, when Clint Capella in the lineup with them guys, bro, they lost. With Chris Paul and James Harden and Clint, you tripping. And Clint Capella playing, bro, them boys, they lost maybe, what, 2-3 games? Oh, yeah, they're like 40-2. Something crazy. Like.
Do you know that, I don't have the particular numbers put up or whatever, but I do know that Chris Paul, their record is better when Chris Paul plays or whatever. When Chris Paul was playing and Harden was out this season or whatever, their record was better. When Chris Paul was out and James Harden just playing, their record was worse.
We don't know how many above 500 teams they were playing with James Harden or Chris Paul out with James Harden in.
How many games did they lose? It's a lot of bad teams in the NBA. How many games did they lose all year though? So even when they only lost
15, 16 games? 17 games. I'm not taking anything away from guys. James Harden is good, but again, when I'm looking
he's
at
this year, he's great.
I'm saying he's better.
He's
great.
No, because he had similar numbers last year.
And what was his number? And that's crazy.
His numbers last year.
And look what his numbers last year was.
Would you argue then they should have co-MVPs this year?
No, because Russell Westbrook is struggling to make the playoffs. He struggled to make the playoffs. They had the 6 seed, and they had. 2 games ago, they were eligible not to make the playoffs.
If they would have had a bad week,
they were a fifth seed last year. They moved to a fourth seed.
Who lost last night? Denver lost. Portland lost.
But if that's the case, it comes down to stuff like that every year anyway. The seeding comes down to like the last.
Houston, nobody worried about that, bro. They 65 up.
They don't.
That's a struggle.
But that's the top teams in the West anyway. Every year, don't have to worry about that. That's the Golden State Warriors.
Why is the Thunder not a top team in the West?
Can we look at this, please? If we want to look at if they're a fourth seed, we have 3 teams that have the same exact record. They didn't even crack 50 games. They didn't crack 50 games at all this year.
But what I'm saying, you saying that they should have been co-MVPs. They didn't crack 50 last year, and he still averaged a triple-double.
My thing is, even though they struggled, they lose one game, you know where they end up at?
It's
a 4 seed. If Carmelo plays like the Carmelo of old in this situation, do you think they got a chance to upset anybody?
No, because you know what Carmelo old leads to?
Westbrook.
You know what Carmelo old leads to? ISO ball.
That's what they play anyway. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I think with Billy Donovan. What I'm saying is that Billy Donovan, you know, Paul George, Westbrook, and Carmelo, their system, unlike Golden State, is ISO ball. They got to win play ISO ball. They can't win playing move around because all those players are ISO players. Golden State can't beat the Warriors. I know. But what I'm saying is that I'm asking y'all, do they got a chance of being better than what they were?
If it wasn't for Trevor Ariza or whatever, Denver
10 years ago!
What I'm saying, Carmelo, what I'm saying is like, he didn't have that kind of talent that he got now, that he playing with now.
Who, Jason Billups? Jason Billups was all right. Allen Iverson was on that team with them. He played in the Western Conference semifinals.
Yeah, he did.
They had some talent now. Yeah, they had
Chauncey. Melo is not a third option on this team.
He's not even in the big three.
Because it's only one and two options. Mm-hmm. You got Russell Westbrook and you got Paul George.
Okay.
Whoever else ends up with the ball, it's because they pass it to him.
Yeah.
Melo, they're not calling plays for Melo. Say, Melo, we're going to get you this shot here. No one's doing it. Million Dollars is not doing that.
Doing it. No, they're not. They're not. But he does his part. And again,
if you pay 35 minutes, you better do your part.
What's McCollum's
part? Something.
What is his part?
Again, a triple-double is hard to get.
It is hard.
And for this guy to do it, you back-to-back seasons or whatever and everything in the West.
I had called you coming right here. You were saying that Billy Donovan is a coach, but Billy Donovan won two back-to-back national championships. You feel like he's a better college coach, or you feel like he's a better pro coach?
In the pro level, he can't do it.
All right,
he has too much talent on this team because if we say that Russell Westbrook doesn't have talent around him right now, it's blasphemy. Billy Donovan has
Name the bench.
Me?
Yeah, name the
bench. Name the bench or OKC. That's
OKC, what OKC, yeah. Name the bench or OKC.
You got the young boy Ferguson. You got the young boy. Oh, but Robinson is hurt. Grant doesn't start. Corey Brewer starts. You got Jerry Grant.
He all right.
On the bench.
I like him.
We got, hold on. We got
Pat.
Abinas.
Pat.
Abinas.
Pat Patterson.
Yeah.
Abinas is like
So you feel like their losses and stuff to by him not prepping them or putting them in a position to win, you feel like their record would be better with a better coach, or you feel like
they don't respect him. They don't respect him as a coach. Russell Westbrook goes out there.
Man, they gonna
Russell Westbrook can't be coached.
I'm about to say, Russell Westbrook do what he wants.
So it's not Billy.
They're gonna go as far as Russell Westbrook
can. Russell Westbrook
here.
Decision making is horrible, man. I'm looking at him play. The other night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, but
I'm like, why you do that?
You know what? That's a lot of players. Sometimes you can look at it and be like, why the hell they do that? They weren't supposed
to. They were supposed to lose to the Rockets. They were supposed to lose to the Rockets, man. Russell Westbrook shot like three air balls, yo.
He did.
And I was looking at the game like, why you do that? Why?
He made up for it on the defensive end.
Harden does that too, man. Like Harden has a tendency to do the same thing as Westbrook. He can shoot you in a game or he shoots you out of a game. Sometimes
he's gonna do more. Russell Westbrook gonna shoot you out more than he gonna shoot you in.
Right, but Harden can do the same thing. He get too fancy with the ball or whatever.
We know Harden to get missing. We know Harden to get missing. I'm not saying that he won't get missing. I'm saying that Russell Westbrook would get missing quicker than Harden. It looks good because Russell's going 100 miles per hour. Right. It just looked good. Right. It looked great because he's playing hard. Harden just plays so elegant.
He's so slow. That's what Jamel Melo Arrington was saying the other week. He said he feels like James Harden is the best ISO player of the time. He said, even outside of Kobe, he said the best player we looking at is James Harden.
And do you believe that?
Am I making that up? Kobe Bryant is the best offensive player ever.
I don't even know if Harden got none on like Lillard and them guys. Man, Damian Lillard, man, is a monster, man. Like that guy. I like Lillard, man. And then McCollum, like that. It's like you looking at two identical players. Yeah, like you saying earlier when they playing.
We said ISO player.
Yeah.
James Harden uses so many screens. That's not an isolation to me.
Right.
He uses so many pick and rolls.
That's what they do.
They pick and roll you.
No. They pick and roll you to switch.
You're right.
And then when he catch you out there on the island,
You're not catching Russell Westbrook on an island. You're not catching Kevin Durant on an island. You're catching JaVale McGee on the island because they're switching their big man to play him.
Yeah.
So you're not really playing. You're not playing against the dang on Kawhi Leonard and LeBron.
Point guards, the best defenders.
You're playing against what's the big man name from the Spurs?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Not him. You're playing against Paul Gasol on the island.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee. You got Clint Capella. You're playing against the big man on the island.
So you little, you got already.
You have that advantage already.
Yeah.
All right. Topic. Finals prediction. We're going to make it short and sweet.
Okay.
Finals prediction. Who you feel is going to be?
The final prediction or the final winners?
Finals prediction and your winner.
At the Warriors,
we're going to be able to say the two teams and just.
I got the Warriors coming out of the West. I have come out of the East. I have Toronto or either Philly.
I want you to go home.
Yeah.
Find you a nice milk carton.
Yeah.
Step Kyle Lowry.
You're right.
So who your picks?
You get a rap and slam up out of there.
Who your picks?
From the East, I told you my East pick. I'm staying with them.
That's right.
If they healthy and my boy MB come back, they taking the East.
Yeah, I said
no ifs and buts about it. If they not,
the King gonna take
the West.
The West. I gotta go with the Rockets.
The Rockets. Rockets. The Rockets gonna take the Tom O'Brien. We gonna host the Tom O'Brien Trophy.
Tom O'Brien.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah,
that's the trophy. Name that, yeah. Yeah, trophy.
He got the Rockets come out of the West. I got the Rockets taking the West.
The Rockets might not see the last round.
That's what he said. He said the Thunder gonna beat them.
The who?
He said the Thunder.
After this
Rockets.
Series,
I said the Rockets and Golden State. Gotta play. I say the Rockets and Golden State.
Listen, the way the season is set up right now, you got the first, second, and third, and fourth team. You got the Rockets, the Warriors. You got the Jazz. I mean, you got the
Portland third no more.
Nah, it wasn't them. Yeah, Portland, yeah. And you got the Thunder.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Rockets and the Thunder have to see each other out of this first round.
Yeah.
If the Thunder make it.
Yeah.
If the Thunder, and I said the Thunder were going to go out in the first round, except for one thing. If they play the Jazz, they'll beat the Jazz.
Yeah, they own the Jazz.
They play the Jazz. Yeah. Well, so they're going to get out of the first round.
Mine is, of course, Cleveland, the King. I mean, there's no stop. He's going to go for his eighth.
Breaking news.
He's going to go for his eighth. So King got it east. And in the West, I got in the Western Finals is the Rockets and the Thunder, but I really feel like the Thunder can do it, and so I see the Thunder versus
the Rockets. Before the Rockets and Golden State, I had to see
the Rockets and Thunder play each other in the second round.
Yeah. It'll be the Thunder.
So you got the Thunder beating Golden State.
He got the Thunder beating Golden State.
Man, I wear that. Golden State a smooth Thunder boots. Badly.
Did you see who?
The Jazz.
Guess what? By 40 points.
Can I tell you why he lost my
Golden State boots?
The Golden State Warriors know they don't want to see the Thunder in the first round.
They don't.
I think it's gonna be in the West. Ain't
no surprise in the West. So you got Houston win the finals. You got
Golden
State win the finals.
I'm
a Warrior fan. Yeah.
I ain't gonna let the fans, the Warriors, man, the Warrior fan, I trust the process, man. I'm gonna trust the process right now. Yo, all this going on, rookie of the year, I mean, we still gonna do the rookie of the year, yeah, rookie of the year, I wish they would have Cole MVP, I mean Cole rookie of the year, so who would be the best thing to do, but if I had to pick one, I'm going with Donovan Mitchell.
Which is unsavage.
What about your boy Jason Tatum?
DM, no BS.
Come on, Jason Tatum.
DM, no BS.
Come on.
Donovan Mitchell, no BS.
So pretty much in this on Raw Mind Sports, y'all agree that, you know, Donovan Mitchell is the guy. He's not gonna win.
Ben Simmons gonna win.
You think Ben Simmons gonna win over Donovan Mitchell?
Nah, I think Donovan Mitchell.
They both got two good records.
Nah, Ben Simmons definitely gonna win.
Yeah, the press, man. The press.
Yeah, the press, the hype,
the hype of the process.
He's the fresh prince. He's LeBron James, little homie, same agent. You know, he's gonna win it.
Ben Simmons?
Yeah, no, Ben Simmons.
On this, my final take on Raw Mind Sports is that everybody got their own personal opinions, and it's perfect because this show was amazing because of the fact that everybody had to be able to digest and be themselves. On Raw Mind Sports, everybody can be themselves and just come out and be realistic. Regardless of how they feel about who's going to win, anything is possible on this show. And I'm glad to have Jante Sherrod
on Raw Mind Sports. Tell your boy Reggie Johnson to come up here and let's
get it. Yeah, Reggie Johnson, waiting to see you, man. You know, he been waiting for you for a while, boy. You've been like raw meat to him, man. He ready to put you on the stove. He said you could be seafood guy.
Well, you know who I was. Breeze,
Atkins, and Jamel Mello Arrington. I can't wait because
you got to come see me.
He said he want to come see you.
You got to come see me.
It's going to be perfect to see these type of debates. I'm going to have a show with Reggie Johnson and TJ Harris, and I'm going to have a personal show for James Harden style. Jante Sherrod and Jamel Mello Arrington. And he's going to be right here beside me to make sure all everything goes down. With that being said, have a great night. We're all my sports people. Salute.